This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Brazil's economy remains a mess. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the economy contracted by about 4% last year and is expected to do the same this year. After President Dilma Rousseff was impeached recently, the new government is trying to figure out ways to fix things. One approach is privatization. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
President Michel Temer says his plan to sell airports and offer private companies contracts for infrastructure projects will bring growth and jobs. William Summerhill is a history professor at UCLA who focuses on Brazil.
The privatization that's been proposed is across a broad front, but it's as interesting for what's in it as for what is left out of it.
Brazil's biggest banks, state-run, are not included in the plan. It's still unclear if the state-owned energy company Petrobras will sweeten the deal for foreign investment. Paulo Sotero, director of the Brazil Institute at the Wilson Center, is optimistic.
We do not have anymore in Brazil the option of keeping things as they are.
He says this plan is important because it would scale back rules limiting foreign investment.
What was not there was policies that would really make this attractive to investors.
Sotero says if the Brazilians support the privatization proposals, the politicians can't ignore that. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.